Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So we're 23 and a half of the season in. And Bill Barnwell is a really well-respected ESPN writer about football, covers the NFL. And he did kind of his quarter of the season NFL awards.
Okay.
So let's start with, and I think he kind of nails this list, honestly. Who would be your coach of the year at the quarter of the season, Mark B?
I got to go up to Minnesota.
Agreed. And that's where he went to. He goes Kevin O'Connell, one.
I'm good at this game, dog.
You are good at this game. Todd Bowles, two.
Okay.
And then Dan Quinn, third.
All right.
I think that really sounds pretty fair. You could argue, though.
I'd probably put Quinn ahead of Todd.
What I was going to say is, you know, Quinn's only loss was to Todd. Todd's team was in the playoffs last year, playoffs the last 4 years. They won a playoff game last year. A lot of veterans, a lot of – you kind of know what you're getting with that Tampa team. Tampa's only loss came at home to Denver in a game that people were shocked by. Like, if you're playing the who's got the worst loss, it's Tampa. But if you're playing who's got the best win, Tampa kind of throttled Philly, which yeah, I think matters.
They did that.
You know, other coaches I would think consideration for best coach through four games. I imagine Sean McDermott would have been a possibility till they got throttled the other night. I think it's O'Connell by a wide margin. I like what Mike McDonald's doing with the Seahawks a lot, that he looks like a pretty damn good hire. And he's got a team 4-0, and they're not even clicking on not even most, but any cylinders. All right, next award. You ready, B?
All right.
Your comeback player of the year through four games.
Comeback player. Who was banged up last year?
I'll tell you who I would consider, and he won't get consideration because he came back last year. But it's starting to seem like DeMar Hamlin is finally all the way back.
Yeah, well.
And what he came back from was pretty significant.
It was very significant. You could still throw him in that, but
This one's a little tougher. I'll give you the answer.
I'm trying to think who the hell's been hurt, was hurt last year and came back.
Well, Burrow and Rodgers, but I don't think either of them have wowed anybody yet.
Neither one of them have.
You know who has? is J.K. Dobbins. Remember what a big deal he was coming out of Ohio State, and then he had just like massive.
Didn't
knee
he get hurt here in preseason?
Oh, he got hurt with the Ravens. I don't know.
I thought he was playing against us in preseason when they put him in the game again.
It very well could have been. Yeah. I'll try to look it up. But he is balling for the Chargers. And if he can keep that up, I mean, you know Harbaugh's going to keep running it. And so that's just an impressive situation. I don't think there's any debate on this one, but I'll ask you for the sake. You know what? We'll lean on Jeff for this one. Jeff, you there?
Yo.
All right, perfect. Jeff, through four games of the NFL season, who's the offensive rookie of the year?
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, let's not overthink this one. They got Marvin Harrison Jr., who really has just had one huge game. Then Malik Nabers, who I think has looked fantastic. Now it seems like he's probably at least going to miss this coming week with the concussion. And he got checked for a concussion against Skins week two. Remember that. So, like, it's just something to keep an eye on. But there is zero debate that Jaden Daniels is the offensive rookie of the year through four games. This is from Bill.
He's checked for a concussion in 4 weeks?
Well, he got one.
Yeah, one. And then checked for another?
Yeah.
That they have to keep a look on that one.
Sure. Barnwell writes of Daniels, just to keep things simple, he ranks fourth in the league in QBR and has been the driving force for the best offense in football. That seems simple enough to me. Nabers might be one of the three best wide receivers in football so far, but Daniels has been equally effective at the most valuable position in sports.
If you got a wide receiver going against a quarterback for top position, the quarterback's going to win it 9 times out of 10.
Yeah. Defensive rookie of the year. This wouldn't really be on our radar, I don't think. So I'm just going to say Barnwell thinks Kamari Lassiter, corner for the Texans, has been the best so far.
Okay.
Also likes Quinyon Mitchell, the corner that the Eagles drafted in the first round.
He is good. Yeah. I watch him. He got a great last name, bro.
He could be Q Mitch. All right. Defensive player of the year so far, B. Anybody stand out for you? When I say it, you're gonna agree. I think as soon as I say it, you'll be like, "Oh yeah, he's the right one."
Who that?
Fred Warner, Niners.
Fred Warner's always good, though.
He's been playing at an outrageous level. The play he just made, the pick six he made. Now apparently, he may have tweaked something. I thought I read that somewhere. But for Defensive Player of the Year, they're going one is Fred Warner, two Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, remember that he had 4.5 sacks in one game earlier this year? He leads the league with 6.5 sacks. Dude, 6.5 sacks through four games? It's pretty significant, man.
Who has that?
Hutchinson with the Lions.
God.
I mean.
Right. I watched him in the game the other night. He reminds me a lot. What's the guy from the Raiders?
Crosby?
He reminds me a lot of Max. He has energy, bro. Those dudes, their motors don't stop.
Mm. Yeah.
So when you see guys like that, like they start one way, they don't get that, and they go back another way. You watch other players, they go boom, it don't work that time, they stop.
Number three on this list is Xavier McKinney, who you remember left New York to sign with the Packers, and watching that Hard Knocks, it seemed like Joe Shane was kind of blown away at the money he got.
Mm-hmm.
He's been really balling. Good.
And Joe Shane has been wrong on a lot, bro.
Correct.
He's been wrong on a lot.
Like, far too often people are like, you can't spend the money. Sometimes you should spend it.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
If you're buying tires for the car that you drive your family around, you don't have to buy
tires
the cheapest ones.
Tires, brakes, and steering. You better make sure those are working.
You don't always want to save money. Offensive player of the year. Now, I'm guessing because he does an MVP here, this is going to be a non-quarterback because the quarterback's going to win MVP. If it was me, my offensive player of the year through four games, probably be Saquon. I mean, he's been so good.
Yeah, yeah. I'll go with that.
Barnwell goes Nico Collins.
You know who doesn't want that to happen.
Yeah, I sure do. Nico Collins has been balling almost 500 receiving yards in just four games. Saquon second, and then Derrick Henry at the top.
Yeah.
especially what Henry did.
Hey, two running backs? I can't believe this.
Well, that's just your offensive player of the year.
I'm saying no.
That's just your offensive player of the year.
Yeah, but, you know, normally the offensive player of the year, you normally go with the receiver because the quarterback is throwing it to him. But in this day of passing, they looking at two running backs?
You ready?
I'm loving it.
Through four games,
mm-hmm.
Who's the MVP of the NFL?
Jaden Daniels.
Dude, Barnwell goes Lamar, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels. I read now from ESPN.com. Allen hasn't been as good as Daniels, who used Allen's slip-up and a brilliant performance against the Cardinals to take over the top spot in the MVP race. Daniels has the highest expected completion rate of any quarterback, and he's completing a staggering 82% of his passes. You might chalk that up to a heavy dosage of screen passes, but removing them from the equation, his 80.2 completion percentage and 11.8 CPOE are both the best marks in football. He also moves ahead of Allen in the QBR race and leads the league in yards per attempt when stripping out screens. It's not just the screen stuff. Daniels ranks second in first down rate, with 42% of his throws turning into first downs. Mm. He comfortably leads all quarterbacks in success rate as a passer, with his 57.4 mark more than 5 percentage points ahead of the second place. Look, there's a billion stats here.
Let me ask you this, though.
Sure.
Why is it they got to strip out the screen? Everybody throws screens, don't they? It's not like he's the only one that throws screens. Everybody throws them.
To conclude this article, it says, in terms of the first month of the 2024 season, the best player in football has been Jaden Daniels. Brian Robinson joins us at noon.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.